Of course, it has been a really touching morning hearing some of the tributes that you've been texting in and talking about with Dolly Parton. More people saying they're talking about Jolene. They'll be playing Jolene across the morning. This, of course, following the death of the prolific singer and songwriter Dolly Parton. She's died at the age of 80. Earlier we heard from Nashville, as well as the Rolling Stones magazine. All of those interviews will be online on ABC Listen. But we've been wanting to take a closer look at her songs, the writing, the genius behind a lot of her music. Many of her great hits were composed in a single day, if you can believe that. Lyrics written often on a scrap of paper with a guitar at the ready. My next guest is now going to reverse engineer some of her iconic music. We have looped in Joe Bennett. He's a forensic musicologist based at Boston's Berklee College of Music. Joe Bennett, thank you for joining us on Radio National Breakfast.
Hi there, Luke. Good to be here on the what is a very sad occasion for music lovers everywhere.
Yeah, how has today been for you?
Well, yeah, I mean, the only upside of this very sad news is, you know, we've been listening to a lot of great music. So, you know, it's been kind of bittersweet to spend some time, you know, revisiting Dolly's extraordinary catalogue in the light of the news.
When you say we, have you been playing it with other people or have you got your headphones on today?
Well, funnily enough, you just caught me today. I mean, when I first heard the news, of course, yes, I did listen to some of my own favourite tracks. But actually, shortly after our call here, I'm back to my regular BBC show that goes out in the UK called Midnight Musicology. And we've just decided to take the decision to devote the entire show to Dolly's catalogue. You know, there's certainly enough of it.
And it's music, certainly, that you can listen on the radio intimately when you're in the car, put your headphones on as well, but also music that you want to play with people around. Her music was intimate and also, you know, really could be listened to by groups as well, right?
Yeah, and you know that's the way with country music. You know, it is the folk music of the southern part of the USA mainly, and you know that's very much Dolly's sort of background. She's the real deal, an authentic country artist who you know wanted to tell her own stories, and you know she never sort of left that behind. That song she was playing songs like Tennessee Mountain Home for right throughout her career after she wrote it.
Well, talk to us more about some of those techniques with crafting this beautiful country music. What techniques have you picked up in her compositions?
Yeah, so I think the way I would describe it is one of the techniques that comes through in so many of her songs, what I would call autobiography without sentimentality. So she tells these very authentic stories of poverty, family, leaving home, kind of working class country stories. She frequently deals with themes of ambition and class. So one of her earliest hits, Coat of Many Colors, that a lot of people will know, is this really sad story that the child proudly wears the coat that her mother has sewn from rags because they're so poor. And of course, she is mocked at school, but she reflects later that the love that was stitched into the coat is what makes it what it is. So, you know, it was actually nice to have an opportunity to revisit that. Here's a little bit of Coat of Many Colors. Let me just fade it up.
There were rags of many colors, every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of.
So it's a lovely story. Wow. Told from the point of view of the child. And that was, so what we heard there was verse one and verse two. She's a master of the sort of folkier end of the country form, that song has three verses before we get to the first chorus, which is not a conventional pop format because it's folk storytelling. You need the narrative. Not that Dolly couldn't write a pop banger, you know, a lot of people have been playing 9 to 5, which is absolutely, you know, verse, chorus all the way. But with these, I'm very fond of the sort of country storytelling, authentic, well, Tennessee background that she has as a songwriter. And she kept doing that throughout her career alongside the sort of crossover pop hits.
Joe Bennett, I'm so glad that you played that for us, because you're right, people will be playing Jolene, 9 to 5, other songs that are more, I guess, classed in the pop category. She was so easily able to transcend genres, wasn't she?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, because those songs, you know, rightly get a massive rotation because they're wonderful songs and, you know, they're played all over the world. I think some of the more subtle things in her catalogue, maybe less hooky, less immediate, but no less well-crafted as songs, just don't get the numbers. I was looking them up on streaming services today. Here's one that I'm really fond of, which is a simple simile song. This is a song called Love Is Like a Butterfly. And just listen to the way she just tells the... It's not even a story. It's just a reflection on love. And then you hear this lovely little chromatic piano lick that to me sounds like whatever a butterfly sounds like flying.
As soft and gentle as a sigh, the multicolored moods of love like its satin wings.
And there's that butterfly.
Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing. I feel it when you're with me. It happens when...
So I'm really fond of that song too. You know, it's just this delicate rumination on love and how it makes our protagonist feel. So she could do all of those things. You know, she could do the dark storytelling. I was listening to Mountain Angel, which is a dark Appalachian story of love and betrayal and loss and madness. And then we have, you know, Coat of Many Colors as a tale of childhood. So she kind of covered all the emotions.
On a really difficult day for a lot of people, you have made someone's day. They say their favourite song was Love Is Like a Butterfly. Easy to remember and to sing along as well. On Radio National Breakfast, Luke Sidham-Dundon with you. We're hearing from Joe Bennett, a British forensic musicologist based at Boston's Berklee College of Music, ahead of a BBC programme you'll be presenting later on, talking about the life of Dolly Parton, who's died at the age of 80. News that's really shocked a lot of the world. But hearing her music, and I guess, you know, someone noting the simplicity of some of those lyrics. The lyrics, though, were powerful, often powerful storytelling lyrics, but also quite empowering for a lot of people, particularly women. Right, Joe?
Well, right, yes. I mean, in many ways, a feminist songwriter. Her female characters are not victims, even though they are sometimes treated badly in love. I was listening earlier to Down from Dover off her fifth solo album from 1970, and it was really the emergence of Parton as a really serious narrative songwriter. So I hope in our last couple minutes, Luke, we've got time for a tiny bit of that.
Please.
Let's have a bit of Down from Dover. He betrays her, spoiler.
By the time it was revealing, the sun behind a cloud just cast a crawling shadow o'er the fields of clover.
So, conscious of time, and sadly I have to fade it there, but what a wonderful line. The sun behind a cloud just casts the crawling shadow over the fields of clover. It's kind of lyrical, but also really dark.
Joe Bennett, thank you so much for speaking to us on Radio National Breakfast this morning.
Thank you, Luke.
I've got to ask you, what's the first song you're going to be playing?
Well, I do end up going back to the hits, I think actually... The first song on the BBC tonight I'm going to be playing is My Tennessee Mountain Home, because that's where she's from, that's what she was all about, and she, you know, she kind of never left the mountains in terms of her cultural memory.
Beautiful. Joe Bennett, thank you again. Joe Bennett, a British forensic musicologist based at Boston's Berklee College of Music.